So I'm going to read. I'm a writer, and I'm much better to do it visually off the page, and it's fairly tight what I want to say. And it's 17 minutes, so it is fairly concise and well structured. We are a partnership of myself, as Dr. Walker says, and Ryan here, and Dan Kelly from Boolerong Press. And Dan has to give his apologies, he's out of state at the moment. And we represent three significant local businesses of the mind, print, and digital worlds. The council and the city wants to see itself as global. However, the majority of history production, unfortunately, is still stuck in an outdated historiography where the connections of the city's past to bigger worlds are overlooked. Until there is a new knowledge production where local history is seen reaching to other scales of understanding, the global city will not be truly celebrated by Brisbane residents. If Brisbane is to be seen as a global city, it needs to look at how other global cities read their own past. Other global cities read their own histories in terms of the new social history and in terms of how the modern nation is situated in a networked world. Since the 1980s, there has been a shift in the theory and methods of the new social history in the production of global cities, places of higher education. We need not fear that much of the impetus comes from the questionable postmodernist movements. Much of the thinking produced came from the broad general social science tenets and the broad humanistic framework. Indeed, much of the new social histories produced now can be seen as postmodernist. Today, most of us are over fragmentation and are concerned for the compatibility for everyone's agendas between traditional and critical paradigms. The key point is that the new social histories are about bringing people together in networks, places, and community structural evolution. At the time when Richard Dennis is writing his study of applied history and geography, the British Economic and Social Research Council had sponsored a series of locality studies, each of which involved historians, economists, sociologists, and geographers. As Richard Dennis points out here in the quote, there's an opportunity for diverse outcomes. However, one of the criticisms that Dennis had in 1991 was that there was also a failure to see the big picture in local studies. That was 1991. In 2009, in the Australian context, Richard Waterhouse signalled a move to scaling local studies to the new social history. In the last few lines of Waterhouse's work, it reads, and I quote, "Perhaps a rediscovery of and recommitment to the methods and subject matter of social history will help to deepen our knowledge of Australia's past both at the local and the national level. We have come to understand history as rooted in the humanities, but there is a value in also reasserting it as a social science, a discipline partly reliant on sophisticated and complex statistical methods and approaches." The point has to be made here that this is not some sort of postmodernist misdirection. Waterhouse's article was actually published receptively in the Conservative Journal of the Royal Australian Historical Society. At the time Waterhouse is writing in Australia, and I'm sorry, I'm terrible at pronunciation, Bourne, Stiletto, does anyone want it better?
MacArthur.
I remember that.
Yeah. The Norwegian-born geographer in the School of Architecture at the University of Texas, Austin, in very postmodernist language, discussed the pitfalls and success from community-based localized mapping. It demonstrated from one ideological perspective what Waterhouse meant as the value of the social science. Another perspective, closer to Waterhouse and inside our Australian and Queensland local context, is our Mapping Brisbane History project. The website project involved 42 persons across 37 partnerships of local and Queensland history and geographic organisations. The strength of the Mapping Brisbane History website is that it has been created from wide community interaction, with local history organisations contributing their knowledge to the project. The purpose of the site is that everyone can have an opportunity to learn about the history of Brisbane in the spatial dimension, history as space-time, and thinking about history in that modern and social science way. The importance of networks appears in the work of historical geography. You discover that various sites across Brisbane were interconnected, and those exchanges changed over time. You see how small-scale units are connected to bigger ones. It has been a major investment by the Council in the last 6 years in the Community History Grants. Our team, however, invested much more, and it's now time to look to a commercial element to justify the investment while retaining the community ethic. We are looking to the future for the past. The future is a compatibilist and inclusive and, yes, grand narrative of Brisbane as a global city. With all credit to Denver Beanland's recent book, Brisbane, Australia's New World City, I have a much more diverse vision, and one that pays more attention to Australian and global cultural and social transmission beyond the narrative of the Brisbane City Council. One of the images from my recent literary review, and I've sent a PD copy to Rob, if you would like to look at it, here shows that the best of the Brisbane current new social history. From an extensive literature review revealing over 450 of the best scholarly works on Brisbane's history and geography, we can discover the potential to create the larger narrative for Brisbane as a global city. The key point is that as excellent as this data is, it is the primary sources, and currently they do not bring together the stories shared from and for Brisbane residents. So here we go, this is what we're offering. So what we are proposing is a long-term commercially funded project that leads into and through the three important bicentennial and centennial related events for Queensland and for the Moreton Bay region and for Brisbane City. These events have been described in the conceptual plan that I sent Rob. And I won't need to go into the details, but it's just simply the bicentenary of the John Oxley's exploration of the river and the bay, and then the following year the establishment of the Moreton Bay penal settlement, and then of course the centenary of the 1925 Greater Brisbane development. The KPIs which will be measured throughout the project are: one, the levels of awareness or information in the thinking of Brisbane residents on their own city's histories; two, the level of participation in Brisbane's local history communities; and three, the level in the production of quality Brisbane histories. The outcome we will deliver is the new knowledge production, where local history is seen reaching into other scales of understanding And the global city can be truly celebrated by Brisbane residents. To get us there, there are four major mechanisms, and I will describe them in the next four slides. The Mapping Brisbane History website, it will be a primary tool for knowledge production. It is an evolving database and research tool. The great advantage of the Mapping Brisbane History website is that it will bring together the younger digital and older paper audiences. The older members of the Royal Historical Society of Queensland, the Royal Geographic Society of Queensland and the Brisbane History Group have not only been very supportive of the project and the website, many of these members have been active in the contribution of the historical data which has been reframed by the project team members. We want to extensively continue that development. Our proposal is inclusive of the city. Our team cannot do all the knowledge production, but we can lead the way for those Brisbane residents who have a passion to be writers of Brisbane history and geography in any genre, novels, drama, memoirs, or any field in the humanities and social sciences. Amateur writers are very hopeful that they can write on history and geography with insightful thoughts. For an educated society, that can only be achieved by training in the applied discipline. For a short time, there was a revival of Brisbane local histories when the Centre of Applied History operated at the University of Queensland. If the universities have abandoned local studies through misguided economic imperatives, the opportunity is there for the council to deliver for the benefit of the city. Periodical workshops in the Brisbane City Council libraries for aspiring writers, even experienced writers, can greatly lift that knowledge production, which will make a celebrative success of the 2023 to 2025 city commemorations. Assisting new and older and much better trained Brisbane authors may lift new knowledge production, but in itself it doesn't get us to production. And here is the real genius of our proposal. We are the team that can deliver the synergy of website technology and hard copy text, capturing both digital and paper audiences. Wollerong Press is the leading publisher of Queensland and Brisbane local history. With better informed and trained writers, new books of historical fiction and histories can be offered for the consideration of Wollerong Press. Publication would then be a matter of negotiation between the writer and Wollerong Press. In particular, Wollerong Press anticipates a large market demand for a comprehensive book series for Brisbane suburbs using the established local history publications. And I have to say on that point, just as an aside, talking to the members of the Royal Geographical Society, they're thinking that way too. Okay, with the movement into the commemoration period, Wollerong Press is well placed to print local studies and other items from council to prepare and celebrate the city's bicentennial and centennial. That website is me, is a high quality web design and management of Ryan Jones. In 6 years with myself and the Brisbane Southside History Network, Ryan has taken Brisbane history data and translated into interactive websites. So the Mapping Brisbane site is just one, and Ryan's worked with actually other local history organisations and with myself and other members of my colleagues to develop other websites as well. However, this has been a slow entrepreneurial work, but it has already created an ongoing significant digital presence for Brisbane residents. However, With the council's partnership, we are on the cusp of taking the enterprise to a whole new level. The key idea is bringing all the elements and mechanisms together into the looking to the future for the PASS website. It will network with relevant web pages of the council and connect all Brisbane quality local history websites. With the website and more, we will bring books, websites together for the future younger generations to better invest into the future for the past. As we will be getting better local history writers through the workshop program, authors may also want to put part of their work online. Website content writers will certainly be needing technical support. So our training was not just for books, it will also be for people looking at, doing websites. With the website, that website is me is one option. There are other web developers, but it is an excellent choice for writers with Ryan as an experienced professional in the print digital synergy. And Ryan can offer website packages for local historians and Brisbane local history organisations. The organisations can look in terms of funding is hopefully would be through the Council Community History Program. In concluding, there can be no doubt that our proposal fits perfectly with the Brisbane Future Blueprint. Sorry, I just needed to take a little bit more. Our vision is a city of neighbourhoods, understood well in the different dimensions of Brisbane residents together. I and many PHA colleagues have written insightfully on the history of lineways, marketplaces, suburban shop fronts in Brisbane. For example, in my book, The No Regrets in the Evening of Life, I connected the Jones shop front with the community's engagement in public and primary education. I have engaged my colleagues for their experience in past and ongoing projects, and I will be doing the same for the Looking to the Future for the Past project. Local environmental history is an important knowledge production in the new social history. There can be no doubt that the Mapping Brisbane History is the cutting edge work in historical geography, not only in Brisbane but for Australia. There are a few other quality local mapping history websites, but none come nowhere close to our comprehension and our social science in theory and method. As far as the history work on schools and engagement with community groups, my book No Regrets in the Evening Life is way above every other study in Queensland. And I have expertise on the historical use for community sport and recreation in the Norman Creek catchment. There are heritage listings and council park signage for river and parklands in the mountains. But the simple fact is that listings and signage is no substitution for real and substantive historical knowledge. Listings and signages may signal for Brisbane's residents' local history works elsewhere. But why would Brisbane residents care if the big picture new social histories of Brisbane are not promoted or accessible? To date, there is web blogs, museum displays and photographic booklets on the Brisbane markets. But there is no binding narrative of markets in Brisbane and their social and economic role in Queensland. This is what my dear friends Dr. Joanne Scott and the late Ross Laurie did for Showtime, a history of the Brisbane exhibition. There are a multitude of books written on, a lot of books written on, going through the literary, written on the Brisbane River. but only bits and pieces. Only bits and pieces are written on Mount Cusa and Mount Gravatt. To date, there is no substantive histories on many of the themes of Brisbane as a global city. The question has to be asked, how can the city's character and heritage be understood without a production of the new social history? For a majority of Brisbane residents whose passions are beyond the built environment, heritage does not go anywhere close enough to explain why Queenslanders and other traditional designs should be preserved. We know how effective heritage legislation is in Queensland. Whatever their value, and they are valuable, I'm not arguing that they're not, that both heritage and the Lost Brisbane movements fail to connect the dots sufficiently. That may be an uncomfortable truth in the shifting trends of scholarship, but it is the facts of the humanities and the social science viewed in the big picture. The trends in family and property histories are also extremely episodic and disconnected to the stories of the city. Only the new social history, which is current mainstream Australian historiography, can address the questions of Brisbane residents living together. The new social history provides the knowledge production where Brisbane residents are able to understand how Queenslanders and other traditional designs worked in the past and how they can work in the future. Likewise, you will not convince Brisbane residents on the options for better public transports for suburbs until they understand the historical pathways of Brisbane. The local studies published and will continually to be published on the Mapping Brisbane History website provides that sort of understanding. Finally, the Brisbane Future Blueprint wants to, quote, give residents better access to the development information and history with a new, easy-to-use website. This is the looking to the future for the past, but with much, much more.
Thank you. I probably have had over people that work in this, more loosely work in this area, if they've got any particular questions. I don't work in this space, so I'm sort of more a coordinator in this process.
I'm still thinking. There was a lot of information.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go ahead, that's fine.
I'm understanding. I mainly come from the mapping side of things. And trying to spatially enable where some of these publications and what they're about. It seems like you've already got that site.
Yeah, we're online. Yeah, so if you've got it live, there it is now.
Yeah.
So we've just relaunched the new design and new structure for the site. So we've been working with the councils. Councils invested, about $32,000 with us over 6 years at three stages. So this has been very much an evolving project. But now, and this is why we're coming to you now, is that we're now at this stage where, we've got the product, we've got, the service to be able to go into the future with a bigger vision, and particularly because, we're coming up to 2023, 2025, and I don't know what the council's thinking is on this, but, knowing the history of Queensland commemorations or Brisbane commemorations, it just gets left too late.
If I summarise what I think you've just said, there's the continuation of the mapping that is already a product there, and I'm not quite seeing what the different...
Okay, so that's one. That's one of the four elements that we're offering. So
there are four elements of one product, is that right?
Or we're offering a package contract, so that we would, in the period leading up to 2023, we would roll out various things. Do you want to go to that slide, back to that slide, which, so this is it, so this is the slide that sort of shows how we see it rolling out, you know, so, and the four elements are up there. So the prime tool for the mapping's there, and connects then with print and digital publications and local history. Then what we want to do, you know, I can't do, and my colleagues can't do everything, and we don't do everything. So the point is, you know, and currently, you know, there are a lot of amateur Brisbane residents out there, you know, who want to and who are, you know, wanting to write and are interested in, have a passion for the history and geography. And the thing, and so that's the second thing, element, that mechanism that we're offering, is the ability to, if we're using the council libraries, to have a continual and regular series of workshops to which myself and my colleagues can train writers to research and develop their own particular writing at a level which, you know, where they really can truly kind of get the history and geography right, even if it's fiction, even if it's historical fiction, that they, you know, that they're understanding the geography and history in a way that they want to in terms of contributing to the books.
Just mindful of time for your benefit, and just quickly, so we do have time for questions. So, and the other two then? So you've talked about the first two.
Oh, yeah. So, and then what we would do is, I mean, obviously, you know, for those people that go through the workshops and any other writers, you know, it's available to them to use Boronong to publish, there is a sort of a dynamic relationship that we there. We're thinking that the right training the writers that they can get to see what's done in the market for Boronong. They don't have to go to with Boronong, but you know, and Boronong doesn't have to publish their books. But that's a mechanism which can help to roll that out. And anything in terms of what the council may be thinking, in terms of the commemoration they want for print, Boronong would be in a situation to sort of, well, to put that out.
I think something comes to mind for me, but sorry, it's not an excuse, it's more as an observer, because I don't work in this, I don't have a role that encompasses this in council. It's more, I'll give you an example, if someone comes in with drones, I go, who deals with drones in councils? And we get people together. Mm. So part of the guidelines for Better Brisbane proposal is we see a lot of people that offer things they're passionate about and could be good for the city, but one of the criteria is it something for council? Is it a role council plays? Mm. So I don't know if anyone here has a, like when I heard you say then, one of my sisters is a lecturer in history, so I understand the value and the importance of it and different roles people play, but I don't know if council's, I don't know if anyone's got any
thoughts.
Well,
the thing is, I can't imagine the council not focusing on this triple commemoration. They did in 1925.
Yeah, I think we have a, what's Leon's role title? So obviously we have, I can't talk for that, but we have a community development officer in the Indigenous space, and we have an Indigenous team, Chrissy, so of course we do work in that role, but when I heard you say then, it's sort of an open question, if anyone has any thoughts. I don't know if council's role is to sort of fund people to be better writers in the libraries. I don't know. Is that
well, I would have liked to have heard Leon's words on how this would apply to Black History Month, for example. So what would the applications be in conjunction with programs that councils deliver, not just focused on the commemoration, but would there be applications to other events?
That's the potential is there. I'm thinking long term, because I think, you know, there needs to be a longer bow towards the commemoration. There is no reason, and that we can't sort of trial out or try and look at applications in the period before the commemorations, and very much, when I talk about the social histories, you know, I'm not talking about commemorational histories. I am talking about Aboriginal history as an important part of that knowledge production. One of the members of our team is Dr. Ray Kerfoff. Yeah. So, I mean, he's right in with us on this, you know, and Ray's been one of the team members in the Mapping Brisbane History Project, and I'm really wanting to work as a colleague with him to take this forward.
I think one thing I'll do as a follow-up, Leon, was as an apology today, I can ask him to give you a call as a follow-up just to talk about this. I think, sorry, did you have
one thought came to me, because you're looking for areas in the council, and I think there is definitely one of the areas, you know, obviously in terms of the sort of projects, in terms of community history that the council is concerned to invest in. But, the library, the events in the libraries area, you know, and I'm not sure how you structure that, but this is a key area for them, you know. The workshop programs that the council library systems wanted to do, the librarians themselves wanted to do themselves. Sometimes they invite community groups in to do in a voluntary way. But this is an opportunity for the libraries and that division in organising events to, I think, you know, in terms of engaging the community, to do it in really big ways, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, I think you had a question, right?
It's a question, it's also a comment. Between those four programs, I can see they're a continuation of what is otherwise available. It's a networking opportunity. I go to what Rob was just saying now. I don't see where council is involved in the continuation of the mapping program that is already available. The PHA can book library space to give teaching events that can feed into those different programs. Rulong Press can pick up the content from different providers that would otherwise work in those spaces to deliver the printed copy and how that works. And the website people are available there to market themselves to bring all of that together. I don't understand what the product would be for council that is any different to what the market and your organisation could do itself just on a business-to-business model.
Well, I think that the thing that what's missing in terms of all that those other possible other engagements is a longer term strategy, a workable strategy, an implementation of the strategy towards that commemorational period. Which I would argue, well, I'd be interested in terms of the feedback from the people in events, whatever area that looks at events that organises, because the Queensland government and certainly in the and the council back in 1959, they put a lot of money into these bicentennials or the centennials at that time. So I that's the past, but this is a key thing that cities do and global cities will continue to do is they won't just drop the ball on the commemorations for celebrating the city as a global city.
Is the product here a portal that links all those things together? Is the product here a marketing campaign that links all of these things together?
Very much so. I thought I tried to, in the conceptual plan, I expressed that.
I'm saying this to sort of benefit your proposal. Should you go out and talk to other local councils? I think I don't know if you've heard the term the elevator pitch. You know, you get on level one, and the CEO's in the lift with you, and you've got a minute or two to articulate what it is you're offering, what the value is, and sort of. I don't mean this to be in any way disrespectful. It wasn't really clear to me what the offering actually is. I'm still a bit unclear on what you're actually offering for council. then I have to be mindful of
what the council's role is. Does the council want to put an investment into the 2023-2025 marketing of the city as a global city, you know, and the, you know, on the back of the commemoration?
And I don't have the answer to that, but I do know, like, we have
because that's the key.
We have an Indigenous team, then we have Brisbane Marketing, we have our whole comms people. Yeah. So I think...
And I certainly want the Indigenous programs to be part of that, you know, and work. And like I said, it's no reason that... And this is the whole idea. We're not just sort of waiting to 2023 to make it happen. We want to roll out these things so that all those sort of programs can be tied together. And so it is very much a sort of assisting the council, offering the council that marketing groundwork that to bring it all together.
So if you were to, and I'm trying to help you and help us at the same time, given that what you just said, if you were to be in the lift now with the CEO and you're heading up, would you say, it's a summary of your pitch, this 2023 campaign, we would like to work with council to ensure the effectiveness of that celebration. Is that in a nutshell?
And you would do that through... It is the investment that the council has in a view that that wants to sell to the city, that it is a global city, that we are a global city, and that's the message that you are rolling out, and. I believe that we have the product to be able to deliver on that.
So given, and I don't know if anyone else has any gone at three, sorry, I do. I think to provide most value for you both from today, it's not for us to say, do submit a better Brisbane proposal application or don't. That's always up to the... what I would encourage is the criteria's... includes how are you enhancing a service, so being really articulate, should you submit an application, what value you're offering to council, what it actually is, how you're enhancing a service or addressing a problem, or there's an opportunity that we're missing. Then there's the value for money. One of the things people struggle with in this channel, it might for me, and again, I reiterate, I don't work in this space, but probably the two biggest things I'm struggling with is being, even if it is about marketing support, it's like
groundwork,
your specific role in that, what it looks like, pre and post your engagement, what's the value of that, and secondly, the biggest thing that comes to mind for me is council's role in this, you know. Council-specific role. So I'm trying to think of a left-field you know, someone might come to us with an offering that, I'm making this up, you know, like we want to create a TV station, and it might have all sorts of value, but it might not be council's role. It's not council's role to invest in a TV station, that sort of thing. And that's where there could be a hurdle. So probably for you to look at that criteria and ask yourself, okay, well, do we want to submit an application? And if we do, you're probably hearing today what is valuable feedback. Is sorry to put you in a hot seat, but are you clear on the offering as such?
Well, from myself, like when I was reading it and coming into this, why I was invited, I thought it's because of our spatial, the way we deal with our spatial application.
Okay.
And hence, you might have been looking for a way to deliver that.
Yeah.
And then, if it's a value to council, we have the infrastructure, we can make that stuff available.
Yep, so that's your...
But you've already done that. So in this particular case, we're doing it, but
that's something, an area which we'd be happy to work with.
You have much more technology access than I do. So
with council's spatial environment, with the way we're delivering stuff using Edward Fox, I see you had to do it with Google, and you must have some Flex or Java type skills.
Degree in IT. They did teach you some programming.
obviously you're doing that. Whereas like we would do it with the council's infrastructure, obviously doing it on your own.
But I think the point, I guess the take-home message from me, and please feel free, everyone, if you were to submit an application, to give yourself the best chance would be, I put my hand up and I've given you those two things. You would have to make a very strong, articulate your value, what you're actually offering, And I know, I'm sorry, because when you're passionate about things, and it's great
I'd like to hear a little bit more about community history.
Yeah. I just want to say that, like, I have spoken to Craig about this, and I want to value and acknowledge the high level of content that I know has been contributing to this and will continue to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's definitely a strong value in what will be there. I would be interested in hearing more about the audience, the users. You know, is this something that school students would be able to be using? Because when you talk about the intergenerational side of it, that sounds really interesting. I think when you look at Black History Month, you know, when you talk about efficiencies, I think that you've outlined there is that you could make council more efficient when it comes to planning future programming and understanding who we are and what our identity is, what's come before, so we know what's coming next.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, we do value the potential of what this is.
Yes.
But I do think that just coming from that space of just finding out 2 hours ago I have to come to this meeting, with that hat on, I just, you could work a little bit more in that space of what you develop, what you're delivering and what you're showing to people in.
Okay, that's
and even perfect. Phasing things out a bit, so you kind of potentially take on something that's not so far away.
All right.
And look at something that's happening now, so that, and maybe add a scenario over it, so you could see what the outcomes are.
That can be easily done. But can I, this is the key point here is, because it is about feedback, is the reason why we're here is that for 6 years we've been doing this off community history funding. Mm-hmm. It's community history funding, it's not commercial funding, okay? Now, the facts are, and sorry, what was your...
Jason
would appreciate this as a geographer. I mean, this is commercial, professional work, okay? And we can't continue this anymore. That $32,000 will just go down the tube if we can't take this to another level, you know? And so that's what I want to do. You know, this is what... The council invests in community history. I want to take that investment, but I want to be able to do it in the way that sort of... that can take not just me, but, you know, the team members that are in this project
I think
can deliver.
One of the simplest things I could suggest, and I don't really want to be rude, I just have to unfortunately head off, but perhaps if you've got anyone in your network that's not, because you're so passionate, knowledgeable about the subject, and thanks for that feedback, Chrissy, if you've got anyone that is new to this idea altogether, and when you should you go to submit an application, so you just said then this investment, so then I guess it's again down to value, you know, the cost benefit, what's council's role, what will we, what is our role, what will we get out of it, how will things look different, etc. If you were to hand that application, you know, Ryan, you might hand it to one of your old uni mates and go, can you read this and tell me at the end of reading it what we're actually offering here, you know, like it's almost, and by the way, I see this a bit, I have companies submit 10-page, 15-page applications and it all reads, particularly in the IT space, you know, we've got a digital, no offence to your world, we've got a digital platform, there's synergies, it all reads quite well, but at the end of the document,
it's got to be for the...
I'm actually not that wise of sometimes what they're actually offering.
Yeah, okay.
Where if they give it to someone and they go, and sometimes that simple language that can get...
Yeah.
You can get lost in your own passion and your world, that simple language can... Can make a difference when it comes to submitting it. So that's...
Go forward. I think the conversation probably is with the Community History Division. That's where I see it. And perhaps with the library and events people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering whether we could have that...
I'd be happy to stay back in the hallway and have a continuous conversation.
I think that's okay. Where we can sort of get the understanding... To take the proposal.
Yeah, well, I'm not the. When it comes to